welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, August the 20th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks everybody for tuning in all over the globe. In big call universe, we're averaging over 17.5 million listeners for the last five calls. And so we're glad that you're listening, especially if you are out in the international lands that we're reaching. 3 seconds after I speak, the words are coming out in your own language all over the globe. So that's a real benefit. And that's been going on for the past year and a half. We've been reaching as many as 200 countries with over 17.5 million listeners. So glad that that's happening. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the satellites to operate very well with the Starlink system. And we're just happy to be here. We have a lot of good information tonight. We're getting very close to the end on this. So I'm excited about that. But before we get started, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a very fun and exciting teaching that Bob and I can comment on, and you guys out in Big Call Universe can enjoy as well. All right, so let's pray the call in now. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the information that you're providing, the finances that you're providing to keep us going, our health that you're providing, even the air and the water and everything else that we have. We thank you for this beautiful world. We thank you for our plants, our animals, our birds, everything that's out there that we can appreciate. Help us to take the time to smell the roses and to appreciate the nature that you've given us. Thank you for all you do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a bonus time for us. Bob and I and everybody in the Big Call Universe really enjoy the teachings. I know the pod enjoys it as well. So let's see what you've prepared for us tonight.
Well, I think and hope that this will be very galvanizing. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a special call out tonight. First to you, Bruce, for all you've done. To Bob, for sharing this platform for so long. I want to give a shout out to this amazing being I just got off the phone with, Papa Hano. I want to give a shout out to just the most remarkable couple that I know, Jay and Kay.
Mm-hmm. Jay and Kay.
I want to give a shout out to Pastor Scott.
Yes.
I hope he's healing. I know that he's surrounded with miracles and pulling them in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty Wave, I want to give him, just because it's fun
TW,
to say
Tasty
that.
Tasty Wave. Yeah.
Tasty Wave. And I want to, most importantly and deepest of all, dedicate this to everything that matters.
That matters. Yeah.
And this is called The Giant Within. Jesus said he's with us always until the end of the world. This knowledge must strengthen you and give you courage. Better still, understand that the greater one is in you, not in this world. The one who is greater than all things is residing in you. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. John 4:4. Beloved, you are of God. The greater one lives inside of you. give expression to the greater one in you. No situation or problem is greater than you are because the greater one is in you. Make that statement personal. Say it 7 times every day until it becomes a part of you. No situation or problem is greater than me because the greater one is in me. Right? You could even say, no situation is greater than the great love inside of me. That's a powerful testimony. Rise over fear. Any situation you fear to confront will always defeat you. This is the reason many problems have not been overcome. There's a great fear to even confront the problems. When Goliath taunted the armies of Israel, they could do nothing because of fear. They actually run away from Goliath. How can you defeat an enemy you are running away from? Many people have left their debts unattended to. It's too big for them. Many have run away from their desire to be financially abundant. The knowledge they must acquire is overwhelming to them. The courageous men and women of our generation, as well as past generations, also had fears, but they rose above them. It's time for you to also rise above your fears and the things you feel are bigger than you are. God Himself said He has not given you the spirit of fear. You are supposed to express boldness. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Timothy 1:7. Beloved, you do not have the spirit of fear. You have power, love, and a sound mind. Deal with your fears by rising above them. It's time to confront everything that has limited you. The fears might be there, but you must rise above them. You do that by speaking the word anytime fear attacks. The righteous are supposed to be as bold as lions. That is your portion in God. You must be bold as a lion. I call forth that boldness within you in Jesus' name. May it rise and cause you to overcome your fears. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Who are you? When you know who you are, hardly will any small problem overtake or defeat you. A lack of knowledge of our identity in God causes many problems to brush us over. The scenario must change, and it will change when you begin to know who you are in God. You are a priest, you are a king or queen, you are a child of God, you are an ambassador of God, you carry divinity, you can do all things. This is who you are. Take your place and see countless victories come your way in Jesus' name. That's our teaching for tonight.
Amen. Sue, that was a special teaching. I like that. It's interesting because a lot of times the believer in Christ doesn't realize who he or she is in Christ positionally. Positionally, we have the power that Jesus had on this earth. Positionally, we are seated with him in the heavenlies. Positionally, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I just think this teaching had a lot to say about who we are, our identity in Christ. Who are we? What is our identity in Christ? And how do we act with that? How do we act knowing where we are in Christ? With love? Yeah. With power? Yeah. With a sound mind? Yes. All of those things. And I think that when we realize that and we take that, take hold of that truth, it allows us not to be in fear, but to be in faith, for all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purposes. And we call this the big call, the Blessed Ideas Group, B-I-G, Blessed Ideas Group. That's what I named it 13 years ago. And I think it's wonderful that we have people listening to the call, Big Call Universe, I refer to them, and that they have blessed ideas, and that these ideas that we have, we turned into projects, over 3,000 projects that Sue helped to create. And I think it's wonderful that we have that and that we can move forward with those projects, not in fear, but in power and a sound mind and in love. We're moving forward with those. And, you know, I called this the big call. Consider all of yourselves called unto this purpose, unto God's purposes. And so we know all things will work together for good. I think that was a very good teaching, Sue. And even though I'd rather comment more and more on it, the main point I got out of it was that we're not to act in fear, but to act boldly, just like David did when he came up against Goliath, when you referred to that. And he had the faith to believe that he could kill that giant, a true giant. Yeah, he knocked him out with one of his rounded stones from his sling, and then he took off his head with Goliath's own sword, which was probably weighed about as much as David did. So we're not out to slay anybody. We're out to just do the will of God and to fulfill his purposes in our life and to be all that he's called us to be moving forward as we go into our new paradigm. So I appreciate that teaching, Sue, and I thank you for putting that together and getting that out to us so beautifully. For all of the teachings that you've done for years now, I'd say at least 4 years, maybe five. And thank you that you've done that so beautifully. It's hard to imagine, isn't
thank
it, really?
You.
You're welcome. So let's do this. Let's turn the ball over. Now, Bob, I didn't have a golf dream last night, but I had some pretty strong tennis dreams last night. And I gained a lot from those. Tell us, Bob. Thank you, Good Night Formula, by the way. Tell us, Bob, what did you get from this teaching? And what can you tell us from your own experience about it?
Thanks, Bruce. And I'm in agreement with you, Bruce. This was quite a teaching. It was really amazing. Right from the very beginning, I could feel myself kind of aligning with it and allowing myself to be motivated by it.
Mm-hmm.
was really great. And the whole part of that, the greatness, the great one is within us. And I started to think, how do we really embrace that and discover it and get the full feeling of it? It's like, we have to dive into where it is, to the outer reaches of our inner space. And, and say, okay, so I've now embraced this, so what's to come next now that I've embraced it? And for me, it's like, I don't know, but I have faith that now it will be something good and maybe something really great, maybe even something infinite. And I know with listening to the teaching and saying, I shall not fear. And, having made the journey and the discovery, I might as well go ahead and celebrate any tiny victory that comes from going within to that greatness is worth celebrating and embracing. And, I'm going to really go ahead and enter into that greatness with faith and going to accept it. That's the other thing for me. It was like, okay, let's really accept it. And then if we're going to accept it, we better pray for guidance, because if you're going to accept it, it's going to be really powerful, and you better have the right guidance how to use it. And I started saying, all right, so I've got to listen really carefully and and heed what is given, the information that's given, the guidance that's given. And then sometimes the greatest challenge after you heed is to proceed. And as you proceed along the path that you've discovered through your prayers with the greatness in you, you might also have to fight. You might be surprised as you're proceeding with your head held high and your chest held out and a banner saying, I'm following God's will, you might have some resistance. Right, Satan might try to interfere with your newfound Christ power just to mess with you, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
And so it's like, okay, so then what? It's like, well, I'm going to have to reject it with all that power, and proceed on after rejecting it and winning and proceeding on. Then to recognize that the whole proceeding really was just to glorify God and nothing else.
That's it, Bob. You got it. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we have to keep that in mind and go ahead and resist Satan, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that's really good, Bob. I like what you said a lot. It's very strong. Sue, this was another good teaching. We both loved it. What did you get from the teaching? And what can you say about it?
I'm kind of stuck on that. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Flee from you.
Taking that
yep.
deeper. But I'm not going to go there, I think. I'm going to stick with the greatness within you, and I think from the feedback I've been getting, I think the piece that makes that teaching so powerful is the focus of bringing your power, your attention, your gathering your energy in Christ back inside of you. And what happens with people that they don't even realize they're doing is that most of the time their attention is going out, it's leaving their body, and they're going to the outer world. They're going to the outer world, they're focusing on problems, they're focusing on things outside of themselves. And just think about that for a second. That's a major loss of power if you are losing yourself and identifying so much with the outside world that you're not able to harness it, you're not able to gather it, you're not able to even collect it. And Christ had to walk out. I mean, Christ had to go out into the desert to fill himself up, to get full, to go and return to the cosmic ocean that was God. So to me, the teaching was about, and I think this is really important, and I want to be the one to say it. The teaching is about slowing down. When your mind slows down, you can receive deeper truths. When you go inside and contemplate and slow down, those truths can become harnessed and embodied in your nervous system, in your cells, and can release the blocked, suppressed, trapped energy that had nothing to do with God. And so what the teaching did for me is to take Christ's message and slow it down, so hopefully a wave of knowing, awakening, and embodying more of the Christ that is there waiting to be released in you can be brought into the world. That's what I have to say.
Okay. Very good, Sue. Thank you for that perspective very much and for that teaching. So many, many teachings you've brought to us over the years. So now, and thank you, Bob, for your comments as well. And now, since I say now a lot when I'm pausing, it's a pause word, now. It's also a time word. Now that I'm moving into
punctuated word,
the next segment, which is praise
I'm
reports. As
praise
you are
reports.
Pulling those up right now, Sue, let me just say, I'm hoping to get one last piece of intel before my intel segment. I may step away if that call comes in. So we'll see if it does or not.
Okay.
And hopefully it will. Just letting you know, Sue. And Bob.
Okay,
you know.
It is good to know. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to do this as a test too. There's this little sparkling dolphin out there named Denisa. And she's waiting to hear what Bruce is going to say. That's all I'm going to say. That's
yeah,
it, Bruce,
Denisa. Denisa, right?
Denisa. Yep.
Yeah,
sparkling
Denisa,
little
yeah.
dolphin. I wonder if I'll get an email from her. If she's sitting there listening, thinking, wondering if I got right on to help her with something. So, here we go.
Yeah. Okay. I'll roger that.
And that reminds me of somebody else. So. Here we go. So. National Radio Day. That makes sense. Tuesday, 8:20. Radio is far from dead and increasingly appreciated. I know, we do miss her. Radio is far from dead and increasingly appreciated for its vintage and fantastic content.
Mm-hmm.
National Senior Citizens Day, Wednesday, 8:21. For all they have achieved for the good of their communities, senior citizens deserve our thanks.
Hold on one sec.
What is that? I know what I was going to say.
There we go. accidentally hit the remote. Okay.
August is National Wellness Month. It's time to focus on self-care. Hallelujah. And holistic well-being, right, Bob? Including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Yeah. The idea behind the month is that people need to take care of themselves in order to do other things, such as family care, humanitarian projects. Prioritize your self-care. You know, when I meet somebody in the future, I'm going to say, so how do you prioritize your self-care? Boy, that's going to...
Now, what is your schedule for self-care?
Funny. Yes. ETM. Prioritize your self-care, reduce stress, and create healthier habits to feel like your best self. We can often put our health... I can see people smiling out there. We can often put our health and wellness on the back burner due to work deadlines, traffic, family obligations, and other stressors.
Mm.
Proverbs 27:2, Psalm 104:5. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. Psalm 108:3. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done marvelous things, things planned long ago. Isaiah 25:1. Today and every day we praise God for the Big Call platform, Big Call family, all the leaders, billions of listeners, RV Blessing, R&R, MedBeds, Pastor Scott's Healing, and Bruce's Healing.
Mm.
And I think we're going to just leave it at that. Wishing everyone a happy and safe week. May everyone be blessed with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie. And we're also going... Yeah, and we also just want to acknowledge that since we haven't heard from Pastor Scott, just float up a prayer and pray and know and intend that he's healing and in another breakthrough stage of recovery. And that's our praise reports for tonight.
For tonight. Yes. Wow. Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. I like that version of Jeannie's praise report. It was very concise and to the point.
Yep.
And yes, I will address the prompts that Jeannie gave me in her praise report. Thank you very much. Golly, Sue, are we there already? Yeah. We're ready for you to take us into your segment tonight. Let us know what it is you have on tap for us, so to speak. And let us know what else is out there, what else you want to bring to us tonight.
Well, it's Tuesday night. We have, I think, a few nights before we may announce a class.
Yes.
So just so you think, you know, we're not sitting here twiddling our thumbs. We're constantly looking at how we can evolve and grow and develop the new minds, the metanoia of the quantum in Christ humanitarian founders. So we'll talk about that on Tuesday. I just want you to know we're working on it, and I'll give you one little hint that might make it kind of fun. The word lucid is going to be in the title. And what is lucidity, and how can you work on lucidity starting right now? Lucidity is a state of awareness where you're so aware. You're so aware that you're wide awake. You're aware that you're not going unconscious. You're aware of your thoughts. You're aware of your feelings. You're aware of what's happening around you. To become lucid is a very, very high state of awareness. And one of the most important things that you could be doing to ready, master, and make this transition. You know, I'm thinking about people that have families and children and people they turned on to the currency and people that might be looking to you because you have more information or more, quote-unquote, lucidity. One of the best things you could be doing is thinking about and crafting a map of how you're going to walk out the next year. And what does that mean? A lot of people don't take the time. They have kind of, I call it the loose change version of reality. I wish I could see. I wish I could be like on a platform where I could just ask a question and everybody lights up and I could see the answers. But if anybody's ever gone to a Coinstar, you know, you got big bags of change. I call that the loose change. You got these big bags of ideas. But what happens when you pour it into the Coinstar, that's the transformer into dollar bills, and you leave with, you know, $100, it's a totally different experience than when you have all these loose ideas, this loose change, it's kind of random. Well, if you want to really get clear for the next year, you want to know what your top priorities are, how you're going to invest in them, what energy you're going to put into them. And was it Jim Collins that said, if you have more than three priorities, you have none. So all this nonsense about trying to be like all these different people, all these different projects, all this, that's not the most effective way to harness your concentration, your best, your optimal output. And what I recommend everybody do, if you have a day, if you have 2 hours, and it may take you a couple of sittings, sit down and just sit and say, what does my heart most want to experience for myself, for my family, and for my projects? Those three things. Your heart knows. Don't go to your head. What does your heart want? And if you do that, you're going to so simplify. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be perfectly clear because you'll be so genuine and so listening to yourself and the Holy Spirit, that it's just going to reduce all that noise and that clutter, and you'll be free. And when you're free, then you can freely give your best energy. And you can't be free if you're doing things to please other people, to please some idea of who you should be as a humanitarian founder. That's still coming from outside of you. But you can be free if you listen to your heart. And you can be free if you sit with yourself and you go into that energy that is within you, like the teaching, and you write it down. So that's our tip that could reduce your stress and your angst or any of that mental turbulence that most people experience by about 80%, because it'll be like you just did a huge edit. And it may be startling to you, but if you'd like to really get that in a weekly practice, so you're going to be around people that are thinking about it, talking about it, listening to a Christ-based meditation that is going to allow you to bring the energy and the light of Christ into your mind, into your heart, and into your body. Let's talk about getting it out of the intellect. It's got to get into your emotions. If you want to be able to feel what you would be feeling, what you would be experiencing if you were your best self, not your current self, but your Holy Spirit-filled self. That's the practice that is in every one of our classes. If you want to practice that, if you want to practice your Spirit-filled self, practicing and practicing and filling yourself with light instead of being, how many of you have ever known people that are kind of dead in the spirit? There's no light, there's no life, there's no that. And how many of you want to be the opposite of that? Filled with light, filled with joy, filled with momentum, filled with motivation. In order by sending us an email, order the Golden Wisdom Bundle by sending an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your telephone number, your name, and Cash App. You can get it. Cash App is like a 5-minute call. I had this lady that was 92. She was so sweet. She did it in 5 minutes. Super sweet. I have trouble with technology. I said, call them. They pick up in 20 seconds. She was so surprised. Super, super easy. We wouldn't put it out if it was complicated. Not what we do. And we will get that to you. Please don't dawdle, because as soon as the numbers come out, we come to a grinding halt. I might as well make that clear. Why are we doing that? Because we have 9 mega projects, and we've been in service to the community for 9.5 years, and we have to have a time to reset our priorities just like everybody else. And so when the numbers come out, the bundle stops. So this is your opportunity to get what we've developed over, I think it's 4.5 years, and these are the 5 best classes. It's a $550 value. And I don't think you can say the 5 best classes, but we took the classes that we thought most people would benefit from out of 158. And I think when people say, they say pretty remarkable things. I'll just say that. So it'll be very valuable for you. It'll make it easier for you to learn. It'll make it simpler. It'll calm you down. And you've heard me read about a woman named Adela who is a single mom, had health problems, and she said her whole life turned around because she had this place to focus, concentrate, simplify, and become her best self. So that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. That's my segment for tonight, Bruce. And it's only 9:43. Wow.
That's good.
Pretty good.
And the other thing, Sue, is that that bundle, the $550 value, is only $300.
Yeah.
So when you put in the subject line, put Golden Bundle 300. And that way you know that it's a $300 amount investment, really, that you'll be putting on Cash App.
And you're going to be listening to it for a year. So it's like literally
Yeah.
It's like a dollar a day, maybe 50 cents a day is the way to look at it. That's going to take
right.
your stress and make it simple and help you walk through totally new things. It's like having a GPS as you're walking through totally new territory. So, yep, that's right, Bruce. Thank you
Good
so much
series.
For that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think it's a really great way to prepare yourself for everything that you're going to be experiencing moving forward after this happens and after we get into the redemption centers. And then you move on from there. It's going to be great. And it's well worth the investment of $300. Believe me, when you listen to it after your first one or two classes, you'll go, oh, yeah, I get it. I get it. This is really something that's helping me. This is something that's going to be very good for me. And the more you listen, the more you get out of it. It's terrific. So thank you, Sue, for that. Appreciate everything. And also the possibility of a new class in the very near future. So I know if we have a call Thursday, which I do not anticipate, you'll mention more on Thursday's call, should there be a call. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you very much, Sue. Good stuff. All right. As we transition over to our health, let's talk to Bob about any testimonials you might have that are recent and recap of the sale of three items that we've got on sale now, 25% off, and any new research you might have found, Bob.
Sure. Thank you, Bruce. Well, I have quite a few testimonials, but I'll never get to all of them tonight. But
okay.
Firstly, just to recap the sale that's going on right now, there's okay. three items you can get 25% off. One of them is our collagen product, which is a really, really popular product. And we have to order many, many thousands at a time to keep it in stock. And we've been able to so far. And it works really well when you use it with vitamin C, which helps with the synthesis of the peptides, making them into the collagen protein, and that is why we put that with it. And we've been getting a lot of testimonials and doing a lot of research on how it is that collagen actually helps with your digestion. And it turns out that the lining in your stomach that's responsible for secreting enzymes and acid is dependent on an adequate supply of collagen. And so we're getting these testimonials from people about digestion, and we had not seen in the research that there was a good reason for it. So we spent a bunch of time and figured out what it was. And so with that knowledge, we said, all right, so with this sale, let's also put our probiotics on sale because we know that helps with the entirety of your digestive system from your mouth to your stomach, your small intestine, and particularly your large intestine. And let's see if we do that and people start using the three products together, what kind of feedback that we get. So that's what's on sale. And I also have an update. It's like from 4:30 this afternoon regarding our Myotrol product.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's good news. It's almost here. It's been on the road from San Diego for a few days, I think 4 days total now. And they gave us an estimate of 1 of 2 days that it'll be here. And they're saying it could be here as early as Friday, maybe Monday. And we trucking is a tricky business, right? Things can happen. You can have weather that delays a truck. You can have mechanical difficulties. You can have a driver that gets sick. A lot of different little things can happen. And so we always kind of know that you have a good estimate, but if it takes an extra day or two, there's usually a really good reason for it. But the good news is it's going to be here soon. We're going to have plenty for everybody. And the second it arrives, we'll send an email out to everyone to let them know that that it's here.
Bob, if you get those, if the truck arrives, let's say it does make it there by Friday, would you offload it Friday? And do you think you'd be able to act on orders and people that are in line as early as Monday?
Yes. Yeah.
Correct. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Because, because we'll have it loaded and stocked up on the shelves, ready to put in, you know, mailing boxes that same day. We won't go home on Friday till that's all set to go, so we can hit the ground running on Monday morning.
There you go. Sounds like a plan.
And if it doesn't come till Monday, as long as it doesn't arrive real late in the afternoon or evening, we'll be able to let people know on Monday anyway.
Okay, very cool.
So that's really good news regarding Myotrol. For anybody that hasn't heard about it, it's a brand new invention that helps with many, many different things, including it helps people gain muscle weight at any age. It's a genetic expression stimulator that's all natural. And the scientists figured out over the course of 6 years how to stimulate the genes that are going dormant as you age, that build your muscle and give you energy and help with your clarity of mind and cognition. And you've been testing it for those 6 years, and when it was finally perfected, he interviewed us at Boomers as a potential candidate for being the distributor for the product and to work together with him to invest in it, to get it going. And this is our second order. The first one was small to test it out and work out any kinks. That's all been done. Now we're getting a larger order so everybody that wants it can get some. It's good progress. And it's a satisfying thing, Bruce, to know that we've been doing this now, you know, for 13 years, so we have enough experience from all the different aspects you have to look at something like this. And believe me, we've looked at many, many new inventions and products and medical devices that we've turned down and said, no, we don't want to be the distributor for that.
Right.
And because it's so much work, money, and risk, you have to be really, really pretty certain and very confident in the scientists that you're dealing with. And we were, and it's now working. And so I'm just going to read a few testimonials, Bruce, before we get on to the intel. And this one came in just a few days ago, and it's a person who's just really happy to have been able to get the products on sale. And this starts out by saying, yay, thank you for the great sale and my new order from Boomers as I continue my health and wellness journey. With Boomers, I'm more energetic and positive. I'm continuing to slowly release weight. I sleep better than ever. And I have incorporated walking into my daily routine.
Good.
Your podcasts, testimonials, and information on the Big Call keep me motivated. Please continue to grow and help people with their health, mental, physical, and spiritual. You have created such a beautiful shift in our paradigm. Thank God for you all. See you in our quantum victory.
Woo!
I have a feeling this person has been spending time studying with Sue.
Yes, I have a kind of feeling this person is part of the pod, Bob. I don't know. Maybe.
Yep, could be. But they were certainly grateful for you, Bruce, and having the big call be a platform where people can experience the spirituality and the emotional and physical. And it's just really good to know, because when you're going through your day and you're working and you have this to do and that to do, and this is what you've chosen to do, this becomes the affirmation for the big call that says, keep on doing it. There's people out there that really are happy to participate with the big call.
Oh, thank you, Bob. That's wonderful.
Thank you. So there's another testimony that came in about Goodnight Formula. And this lady says, Boomers has the best products. I love the Goodnight Formula, as it helps me to get a very good deep sleep. And if I get up, I can go back to sleep quickly. This works really well for me. I tell all my friends all about it. Also, I think in this world today, under our circumstances, we have a hard time sleeping. We just need to put our trust in the Lord, keep the faith, and thank you. Thank you, Boomers, and all the helpers that get these products out to us. That's really great for this lady to say that, because, you know, we have a man that has been working with us for 8 years. His name is Bill. And he's the one that mails out the packages. And you can imagine, Bruce, how many tens of thousands of packages have gone out from Boomers.
Sure.
It's literally over 100,000 packages that he's mailed out.
Yeah.
And we have 23 different products. And you know how we always have sales with combos, and we have our different kits and total health systems and all these different inclusions that go into these kits. And he's been doing this for 8 years, making up all these kits, making sure that all the labels, the software, the printer systems, that you can't imagine, there's 5 different software programs and 4 APIs, application program interfaces, that he has to walk over and maintain to get the packages out. And, you know, when we interviewed outside companies when we first started 13 years ago to do our fulfillment, there were a couple of them that were real braggarts. They were like, we're the best company anywhere in the country. We have 97% accuracy. Well, what that meant to us was 3 out of 100 packages that go out were going to be incorrect.
Right, like, mislabeled, wrong address, whatever. Yeah.
It's like, that's really bad.
It's not that good, Bob.
You know, and they were bragging that it's the best in the world. So we're like, I think we'd better do this one ourselves. And so we did it. And at the beginning, you know, Larry and I were the packagers. We were the ones that packaged everything up and sent them out.
Mm-hmm.
And we would load one of our cars up with the packages at the end of the day, fill the trunk in the back seat, and go down to the post office and bring them all inside.
Inside,
Yep. And then as we hired Bill and got everything more systematized with his help, it really started to roll, and he arranged for the post office to bring a truck by and do a pickup every day. So Larry and I got to retire from the packaging business.
That's good.
And every year, year after year, month after month, day after day, there's Bill putting out a massive number of packages to fill up more than half of a truck that post office brings by. And we'll go and help the postman, because usually at the end of his day, and he's tired. And so
yes.
We'll go together, Bill and me and Ron sometimes, and help the postman fill his truck.
Because
his last stop of the day, he's got to come to the boomer's office.
Save the best for last. Yep.
Yeah, and so here's this wonderful woman thanking all the helpers that get the products out. Well, there's one of the people right there.
Gosh, terrific.
Amazing minute. So let me just do one more testimonial, Bruce, and then we'll get to the
detail.
All right,
sure.
And, just see, there's so many of them that came in recently, it's hard to really go. But this one was interesting. This lady wrote in to us about our olive leaf extract.
Oh.
She says, this helps with my kidneys. Since I had kidney failure over 10 years ago, now I don't have to watch as closely. After finding these products, what a blessing. It helps with other things like blood pressure. Now everything is back in order since I've been taking these products. I have a neighbor, and she got hooked on the collagen, and she really notices the change in her face. And so this is very interesting. You know, olive leaf extract is been used for thousands of years, and if you look it up on the internet, it'll give you a list of about 50 different things that it helps with. And part of the reason is when you analyze the chemical structure of olive leaf, it's got hundreds of different chemical compounds in it that are beneficial for human health. And here we are with a testimonial with this one woman that it's helped with both her kidneys and her blood pressure, which is not surprising in that a lot of issues with blood pressure can be related to your kidneys. So you find a product that helps one thing, quite often it helps other upstream or downstream issues as well. And when you help your kidneys, that helps your blood pressure. That is so important because with high blood pressure, you start to severely damage the inside lining of your arteries, and it eventually leads to people having strokes, which, if you've ever seen someone who's had a stroke, a severe stroke, it's really a difficult thing. And many, many people each year, hundreds of thousands of people each year die from strokes, and a lot of it is related high blood pressure and people's kidneys. So I was really happy to see this testimonial from this woman because it tells me that she is now going to be able to live a much longer life and a much healthier life, you know, while she's alive.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Glad to hear that.
And so, Bruce, that's it for tonight. It is now 2 minutes after 10.
Okay, thank you, Bob, very much. And let me just remind everybody, the way to get to Bob's website is to get to bigcalluniverse.com. Once you go on bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it, you go right into Bob's site, and you'll be able to go through. You'll see the three products that are on sale, and you'll see all the other product listings that you can look into and read about. And then at the footer of the page, there's a lot of great podcasts as well as YouTube video that you can pick up that is in the archives. There's just quite a bit on there that you guys will enjoy. Also, if you have any questions or you want information about the circulation mat, you call them directly. You call them 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So if you have any questions or you're having trouble with something or whatever, just call the number. You'll get a very kind Boomer's staff. Been well trained, they know all the products, and they're really great to work with. So don't worry about it. It'll be fun. You'll enjoy it. And listen, if you call up, you get a recording, says leave your name and phone number, go ahead and do that. They will turn around and call you right back. And that's what I do. If I happen to call, I try to ask for Stephanie, and the next thing you know, I'll get a call back from her like 5 minutes later, 10 minutes, whatever. She's really diligent, and everybody at Boomers is, at getting right back to you, okay? So keep that in mind. All right, let's go into Intel. Bob says a few minutes after 10 o'clock Eastern, so let's get into it. Well, I want to say this first for Denisa up in Canada. So, Denisa, I hope you're listening. And Denisa's question was about, what about Canada? Are we going to be able to respond? Because she was told she read something or somebody let her know. No, you know, Canada's out of the loop on the 800 number. It's really not. Canada, if you get this and you don't get a different 800 number, you might get a different 800 number to call than those of us here in the continental United States. If that's the case, they'll take good care of you. You'll call it, and it will route you to, we've got approximately, now I can't tell you exactly, but at one point I know we had almost 2,000 redemption centers in Canada. Now, you guys know that the best rates, even if you're not a ZIM holder, let's say you only have Dinar or Dong, you still will get the best rate on either of those currencies, not to mention the ZIM, at the redemption centers. So if you get the same number that we get in your email, Denisa, then call the number, whichever it is, call it, set up your appointment. Okay? HSBC is the lead bank in Canada. Although when RBC merged with Scotiabank, Scotia kind of has taken the lead, and I know a banker with that's over 7 redemption centers in Canada on the West Coast. And I would just say you'll be fine either way. You'll be fine. So don't worry about that. You'll be well taken care of on that, Denisa. All right, and the rest of our Canadian listeners, you guys know I love Canada. You know I love Banff. You know I love skiing Banff, Lake Louise, Sunshine, more than I do the west coast of Canada, by the way. And I tell you, I like Banff. I like the city, of the town of Banff, and I love the restaurant, the Greek restaurant that's on the main drag in Banff, because, oh my God, the leg of lamb is to die for. Believe me when I tell you, it's delicious. The leg of lamb. Eat it. The leg of lamb. All right. I'm tired. I'm done playing. But I do love the shows that are on the Weather Channel about Canada, Ice Road Truckers, all that, over the road. I love the over the road truck stories. A lot of them are winter stories. And it's just fantastic. I love it. And I love the Canadian accent. They're wonderful people. They really are. Oh, don't forget, I love the East Coast of Canada, too. I love the Maritimes, you know, the Maritimes. And Prince Edward Island. I spent a week up there playing golf in PEI. And that was really fun because we were playing 36 holes a day for like 5 days straight in a wonderful place. They have some beautiful courses on Prince Edward Island. I was very impressed. It was in September. It was pleasant, 70s in degrees, and it was just very beautiful. So I highly recommend Prince Edward Island. They grow a lot of potatoes on Prince Edward Island, a lot of potatoes there. And very, very wonderful time there. All right, let's get into the intel again, or I'll start singing O Canada. The thing about where we are now. There's one thing that I found out today that is unique and different for us to know. And that is that at midnight tonight, which is not too long from now, Eastern time, midnight tonight, all of our accounts in the United States are on the quantum financial system and in the USN designation for the dollar, our United States new dollar, if you will, our asset-backed dollar. As midnight, as the clock strikes 12 tonight, Eastern time, we will all be completely contained. All of our accounts will be completely contained in the quantum financial system with the USN as our designated currency. Well, that's good news. And that's happening in time for things to happen quite possibly tomorrow. And that's what else we're hearing from sources. And at least two or three of our better sources are saying that we should get our toll-free numbers sent out tomorrow in emails. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Remember, last Thursday, I had 30 minutes of straight intel, back to back to back to back. And I hope you guys caught that or caught the replay on last Thursday's call, because there are things that were said there that I'm probably not going to talk about tonight. All right, what can we talk about tonight? First of all, okay, there's always Redemption Center information that we look to get bits and pieces of. Some of it deals with emails that have gone out. And notice this, the emails that are going out to the Redemption Center say new U.S. Treasury / Wells Fargo. If it's a combination that's gone from the Treasury to Wells and then on to the Redemption Center, leaders, new. I love that. I love that it's new U.S. Treasury / Wells Fargo, because that tells us that they're very aware and they're making us aware, making the Redemption Center leaders and the operatives that contact the Redemption Centers of this information. And we're looking to have confirmation of the fact that the leaders or the operatives at all of the Redemption Centers across the United States have been contacted by email with the information that would tell them when we are to receive our emails and when we are to be able to set appointments and start exchanges. Now, we believe that that information has either gone out to the Redemption Center leaders across the country. Remember, we've got, oh my gosh, over 6,000 Redemption Centers in the United States. And either they have received that or are about to receive it overnight or tonight, let's say, if not overnight, but tonight, so they at least wake up to it or go into the Redemption Centers in the morning with that information. We believe that that information is going to allow us to receive our emails tomorrow. Now, that's only, we can't prove it yet. We don't know it. But we believe that's the case. And if so, we should be able to set our appointments. And here's the deal. If we get it before noon, let's say 10:30 to noon, if we get it in that time frame, we should be able to do it, to set our appointment and do exchanges approximately 3 hours later, which we would easily make 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon if that were the case tomorrow. If it comes out in the afternoon, we probably just set our appointments and start exchanges on Thursday, Charlie Ward's Thursday. We'll see. We don't know that yet. Possible we could get everything we need to start tomorrow, or maybe we get it in time to start on Thursday. But it's a very good, there's a very good possibility of either of those happening. We don't have that information yet, you know, to say that it's definitively one day or the other. We don't have that, but we hope to catch that later on tonight. Maybe I'll get it. Not in time for the big call, however. Now, what else is going on? Political change coming. Look for something very positive that should happen by Friday of this week. Let's see, what else? Oh, Jeannie always prompts me on R&R. And let's talk about it. Restitution and I call it reclamation allowance is another term for it. But whatever, it's R&R. And we did get amounts this week. Well, when was it? No, not this week. Over the weekend that told us the base amount that would be set up by age group. It's not really that important what the base amount is. It obviously starts at one level and goes up as you get older. And then the other amount is added to that. Let's call the one thing restitution. Let's call the other reclamation. Whatever it truly is called, we will get that total amount, which is going to be a significant piece of change, even for young people. Even for young people starting at the age, I believe, 28. And it's designated from like 28 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 and above. And it's going to be substantial. Now, here's how it's going to work. If you are not in the currencies, and you guys know people that are not in the currencies, but are going to be getting R&R, they will get it. If they're taking Social Security, they'll get it in their bank account where their Social Security is being deposited. Remember, these are for non-currency holders. If they are not on Social Security, let's say they're in their 50s and they're not eligible for Social Security yet, they will get their R&R payment deposited into their bank account. And you say, well, how do they know what account? Well, I don't know what account, but they'll put it in an account, and the people that they have and the people will get a notification from the bank that you have a deposit, whether it's an email notification, whether it's something that you've triggered to notify your phone for a deposit that comes into your account, or whether it could possibly be snail mail in some cases. So that is coming, and that's going to allow people, think about it, people all over the country that are not in the currencies that we're in to get money and to receive a pretty good chunk of change in their bank accounts. And that could happen as early as this week for them. But it should happen where everybody gets that deposit by the end of the month. What else is supposed to happen by the end of the month? We're going to have our mortgage balances wiped out or zeroed out, and our credit card balances wiped out. Mortgages, credit cards. Now, here's the thing. When that occurs, you are supposed to be under an NDA and you don't even discuss that, the mortgage is removed, the credit card, your credit card balance removed until Thanksgiving. That's what I've heard as far as being able to talk about it. Not that we're going to brag about it, especially credit card balances. It'd be nice to say, yeah, my mortgage was such and such, and it's been zeroed out by the bank or the lending institution. But we're not going to be able to talk about that until Thanksgiving. And not Canadian Thanksgiving in October either, eh? Okay? But our real, no, just kidding, our Thanksgiving in the U.S., which is some Thursday in like the third week in November, maybe the fourth week, I don't know. Anyway, that's when we're supposed to be able to talk about it. Now, what else? Our currency, the USN, did come up. Remember, it was off the screens for a while. Remember, it wasn't even on the screens. We had 18 currencies on the screen with rates flashing slowly. Sunday, we had all 19 currencies on the bank screens and redemption center screens that were solid rates, and they are very favorable, believe me. And our USN was on it. As of 5 p.m. Eastern last Sunday, 2 days ago, Sunday night. So that was very positive. So we know the USN is in play. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things regarding rates and something else. Somebody posted something about if you've got two 100 trillion ZIM notes, you can get the rate on those, and after that, forget about it. It's something else. That is not true. That's a deep state lie. Don't buy it. All of your ZIM is worth whatever the rate is, and I told you it was on par with the U.S. dollar. And you guys, if you've been listening at all, you know what on par means. It means the same as on par with the dollar. Now, if you only have a couple of 10T notes or 10 and a 50T note, you could get offered a much higher rate. I'm just going to say it that way. On the ZIM, just if you have a couple of notes. If you've got a lot, you're going to be right there on par with the U.S. dollar and the USN, I'm referring to as the dollar, and that'll be all you'll ever need. Believe me, or as they say, believe me when I tell you. That's right. Let's see if there's anything else. That's about it rate-wise. I know this much. We saw what we did get notification on what the dinar and dong were just a few days ago, I think it was Sunday, and on the bank screens and on the redemption center screens are going to be much higher than the bank screens, just so you know. Redemption center screens will be significantly higher. Not to mention the fact that if you're a dinar holder in the United States and you're a U.S. citizen, you will be offered a contract rate. What is the contract rate? The contract rate is what a barrel of oil in Iraq is selling for in USN dollars. Whatever the per barrel price of oil is that Iraq is selling, like to Turkey or other countries, whatever that rate is at the time of our exchange and redemption of ZIM, that's what we are to be offered. That's the contract rate. And it's pretty high. It's just under 90, but it's pretty high. And it could go up. It could go down based on the per barrel price of oil that Iraq is selling their oil for. Okay? Now, you know we're expecting to get notified tomorrow. If it all pans out, we'll get our emails tomorrow, set our appointments, and start as early as tomorrow afternoon or Thursday. So I'm hoping that the emails do come out, that Redemption Center staff or the leaders get the emails they were expecting, that they might have them already, but they might not. And if they do, they should be in that email comes out when the emails for us are to be coming from a completely different place, and we'll have an idea of roughly when we're to be not only notified, but when we can begin exchanges. So I don't know that there's a whole lot else that I have beyond that. But I think I got everything out I wanted to today to tell you about. But let's go ahead and now pray the call out. And keep this in mind, though, before I leave. If you have registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, and we will send out an email blast that will have the 800 number in it. And you guys can have that if you don't have it anywhere else. I'm not positive what the email will say to you in terms of the header line to you. It could say something like New U.S. Treasury / Wells Fargo. It might be like that. I know that's what the Redemption Center emails are receiving, and maybe that's what we will be receiving. I don't know. But I know that you are protected. All of your money right now, as of midnight tonight, is in a quantum financial system account. And in that it's in the QFS, it is in USN currency, which means asset-backed currency. And we could be very, very happy with what could happen here as early as tomorrow, and with the setting of appointments and exchanges, and quite possibly political change on Friday. So let's go ahead now and pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to the next couple of days. Lord God, we thank you for providing everything that we have needed, our finances, our health, our food, everything, shelter, clothing, everything that we have as a perfect gift that comes down from above. We thank you that you are our provider, Jehovah Jireh, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. And we just pray that you are continuing to heal all of us that are in need of healing, and Pastor Scott and others that we know. Lord God, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for this blessing that is coming. Help us to receive this blessing in a timely fashion, that we can be good stewards of it and do the right thing to up-level humanity across the globe. We thank you for everything that you've given us and what you'll continue to do for us in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. I want to thank Sue. I want to thank Bob, my co-hosts, and I want to thank the SAT team for getting the call out again to over 17.5 million listeners globally in their own language. And thank you for just Big Call Universe, all of you out there that have been listening. Special shout out to Canada. Thank you, Canada, for being a great neighbor to us here in the U.S., and thank you, everyone, for listening for 13 years. I'm hoping this is our last call. I don't know it, but I'm hoping that it is. So thank you for everything that has occurred and for all of your faithfulness in listening to the call. All right, everybody have a great night tonight. Thank you. I don't know if that was a hybrid prayer or not. I think it was. Thank you, Lord, for all that everyone has done on the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So good night, everybody. Let's see what happens in the next day or so.